This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound?
Because, I don't want the government to shut down. And while I don't want the government to shut down, I also don't want to keep it open if we're not going to reform it. So it's really damned if you do, damned if you don't. But we could have done better. You know, we could have moved forward with a responsible spending package that had amendments that we could all offer on the floor, an open amendment process and a debate. But we chose not to go that way, and that's why we're here. Some will say, oh, you're responsible for this. It's all your fault. Well, if I'm responsible for drawing attention to the debt, so be it. Somebody has to do it. I didn't come up here to be part of somebody's club. I didn't come up here to be liked. I didn't come up here to just say, hey, guys, I want to be part of the club, so I'm going to always vote with whatever you tell me to do. I've often voted with Democrats. I've often voted with Republicans. I have bills. I probably have 24 bills that I've co-sponsored with Democrats. But I'm also seen as one of the most conservative members of the Senate. So I think there is a way you can have bipartisanship, but bipartisanship doesn't mean you have to give up on everything you believe in. And that's sort of what this spending bill is it's a bipartisan spending bill that gives up on everything that Republicans ostensibly believe in as far as deficit, debt, and spending. So I will vote against this bill. I will continue to advocate that if they want to vote earlier, they can vote earlier, as long as I get a vote on an amendment where we would have an open debate and an explicit vote that says, are you for or against breaking the spending caps that we put in place? Thank you, Mr. President.
Well, drop the mic moment there, I guess, Scott. Rand Paul. I mean, I chuckle only because all this stuff is, you know, for record. I mean, he wasn't exactly 8 hours like Nancy Pelosi, but he made his point. You know, the bill is, you know.
Do you think that'd be because he had a point to make?
Yeah.
I mean, I can ramble.
Yeah. But the difference between his point and the pointless 8 hours of Nancy Pelosi was, there was focus, you know. I mean, you came away after him speaking. First of all, you could understand what he was talking about, and he didn't ramble on. Did you think it was a ramble?
No, I was saying that she rambled.
Oh, yeah, right, exactly.
When you have a point...
Ramblin' Rose, wasn't there a song like that, Ramblin' Rose?
Yeah, well, a point is a precise, end.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Nancy Pelosi had no point. If you could talk for 8 hours, you have no point. You have a bludgeon or whatever, but that's not a point.
Yeah.
So he was short and precise. He didn't go for the 8 hours she did because he had a point to make.
Exactly.
And he made his point.
Well, and the thing is, people need to understand what's happening, and I think you can appreciate that conservative Republicans or conservatives in general are saying, whoa, man, this thing's running away here. I mean, here it looks like we're doing some good things. We have some responsibility in terms of some, tax breaks, this sort of deal, and it's like, oh, so you gave us the tax breaks so you guys could just go and, get crazy here. And yes, this is a compromise. This is what happens. You know, no doubt that we needed the military, increase in military funds. But the last time I checked, does the military, do they segregate who they protect? They just decide, okay, hey, we're only going to protect Republicans? I mean, to me, I thought the military was a bipartisan issue.
It is.
Okay, I'm glad you cleared that up because, I don't understand why this they've been able to use this, this thing as a, kind of a wedge issue. You know, okay, we're going to give the Republicans the military, like as if the Democrats don't need any military support. It's kind of why. And the other thing that bothers me is this opioid deal, Scott. You and I have talked about this for a while. This is all put together by, big pharma here. And we're paying for big pharma for their greed? I mean, as if they haven't gotten it already. Now we have to pay for this. This is problematic. Because what's going to happen down the road is the Justice Department will finally wake up and go, oh, okay, we got to sue Big Pharma. And they're going to get zillions of dollars from them. And all the money is not going to go to the people who have been injured. It's going to go to DOJ. And it's just going to sit there in their big hole-in-the-bucket type budget. So, amen to that. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Conversation continues after this.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
That remains our mission, and as you can tell, it's something that you've got to be aware of and remain vigilant, because it's Scott, you know, what's happening in D.C., it's like a force. You know, it's gravitational, you know. The people in D.C. cannot help but do what people in D.C. do. They just love spending our money. And unless you have a guy, a champion like Rand Paul standing up and representing, you know, conservatives and some fiscal responsibility, you know, they just keep on moving on. I mean, this is why I miss Senator Coburn so much, because he was there. He was that voice of reason, and not only just the voice, but he did the work and research to say, look, here's the problem. Here's the government waste book. This is just the tip of the iceberg. And there it is, business as usual, continuing to spend the money. And to put a little bow around this, you know, this pharma thing, and with opioid, again, I mean, is it just me? Am I just seeing this, you know, in kind of an obtuse sort of way? But, Big Pharma creates this deal. I mean, they're doing what they get rewarded to do, and that is to sell this product. Well, it addicts America. And so everybody that's on that greed train set up by Big Pharma, you know, are complicit in the addictive results of our country. And then the answer from the politicians is, we'll just go to the Treasury. You know, we'll go to the Treasury, get the people's money, and we'll fix this problem. We're not going to fix the problem, you know, because that's not the source of the problem. The Treasury is not the source. It's Big Pharma, it's the doctors, and as you and I were just talking about, Scott, it's these people that get rewarded for all this bad behavior. And it galls me. It galls me that they just are able to go to the Treasury and say, okay, hey, we need the Treasury. And everybody, you know, like a bunch of lemmings, goes, oh, yeah, okay, we're going to, you know, we'll just spend the people's money for something we create. And I'm not kidding you. Down the road, watch what happens, because this is the cycle that goes on. Department of Justice will wake up, go, oh, man, we got to sue Big Pharma for this. So they can work out some backroom deal, but it's going to be for a lot of money, because Big Pharma's gotten a lot of money already off these opioids, right? And but they'll get bazillions. And then the people who have died, the people who have been addicted, you know, they'll get a couple of crumbs, because it looks good for a photo op or whatever, depending on who's in office at the time. Democrats really know how to parade. That's that one. They, oh, my goodness. They're so self-righteous. And they'll collect all this money. And the money doesn't even go to the injured victims. Maybe, you know, a little bit of money goes over there. Help them out. A couple of crumbs. But the rest of it goes in this black hole of the Department of Justice. And I've asked, you've heard me. I've asked, well, where does that money go? Well, it just goes in the general fund. Goes in their general fund. Doesn't even go in to offset any spending, you know, deficits, nothing. it goes into this black fund that allows them to, well, I don't know, make videos and buy shower curtains. I don't know. But that is rather upsetting. But yesterday, I guess, maybe to balance this out, is some spiritual injection. And God only knows we need more than inject. We need a regular dose of some spiritual injection. I mean, we should have the president's prayer breakfast every day. What do you think, Scott? You think, I mean, and I know that there are. We've talked with, you know, representatives from the prayer caucus, and they meet weekly, you know, for Bible study and praying. I mean, that's quite encouraging that they do. But yesterday, you know, we had the president's prayer breakfast, and here's what the president had to say.
In God we trust. And we place our hands on our hearts as we recite the Pledge of Allegiance and proclaim we are one nation under God. Our rights are not given to us by man. Our rights come from our Creator. No matter what, no earthly force can take those rights away. That is why the words, "Praise be to God," are etched atop the Washington Monument, and those same words are etched into the hearts of our people. So today we praise God for how truly blessed we are to be American. Across our land, we see the splendor of God's creation. Throughout our history, we see the story of God's providence. And in every city and town, we see the Lord's grace all around us through a million acts of kindness, courage, and generosity. We love God. We see the Lord's grace in the service members who risk their lives for our freedom. We see it in the teachers who work tirelessly for their students and the police who sacrifice for our communities and sacrifice they do. And we see the Lord's grace in the moms and dads who work two and three jobs to give their children the chance for a better and much more prosperous and happier life. As the Bible tells us, for we are God's handiwork, created in Jesus Christ to do good works. America's heroes rise to this calling. In their selfless deeds, they reveal the beauty and goodness of the human soul. When catastrophic hurricanes struck, first responders...
Well, this is, of course, taken from President Trump's prayer breakfast. Some are saying it was a bit uncharacteristic. It was, I guess, more solemn. Some would say, you know, you say solemn. Others would say a bit, you know, subdued, uncharacteristically subdued. You know, and as Stephen Strang said this week when we were talking to him about the president's conversion, that it has had a marked change in his life. And, you know, for him to, you know, again, bring to the forefront the significance of spirituality in, you know, in the midst of our citizens, absolutely critical. I maintain, you know, when you consider any major change, anything that has happened of a positive nature, it has been people of faith leading the way. And what is the new America? Where are we heading right now? You know, taking on the challenges that we have, you know, whether it has to do with immigration, our national security, our place in the world. You know, these are critical issues that are before us today. And evangelicals are leading the way. And we're grateful that we have a president who believes in God and reminds people here, you know, at a prayer breakfast, not that we're no longer a Christian nation, but the hand of providence has been upon this country from its early foundings. Our founding fathers acknowledged that. He is, again, bringing back to the front these critical foundational issues for our country. And, you know, so it's great to hear a message like this, though, as some would say, subdued, solemn. I think sometimes when you do talk about godly things, you have a tendency to become solemn, and maybe solemn because it forces us to be introspective. And I think that's a good thing.
The phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Reminding us of what makes our country great.
There is a name I call in times of trouble. There is a song that comforts in the night. There is a voice that calms the storm that rages.
back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Curtis Houck joins us now, managing editor of Newsbusters. Curtis, how you doing, buddy?
Good morning. Great to be here.
Yeah, good to have you here. I want to talk about these damning FBI texts that you commented about. You know, if it wasn't emails, now it's texts, and they just keep on rolling. But before we get into that, you know, I want to get your read on this. We were shut down for a couple of hours, and, you know, you got Rand Paul speaking from the Senate. He fell greatly short, thank God, of the 8 hours that Nancy Pelosi gave us, you know, trying to filibuster a non-filibuster purview that she did. But our government was closed, and now we're open again.
Yeah, we're still alive. We're here. I'm pretty sure I'm alive, and life goes on. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. And meanwhile, we're just spending money like drunken sailors. I thought we might have some fiscal responsibility there for a while, but we just can't help ourselves.
Exactly, you know, and even the liberal news media, to a certain extent, are suddenly interested in fiscal responsibility. Both the beginning and the end of Hardball yesterday, we're basically talking about fiscal responsibility, and you know, if we keep, you know, borrowing money, the markets may not like that, and it'll leave, you know, and then start talking about the Fed, and crazy Chris Matthews was starting to sound like a true conservative at this point, you know, talking about borrowing, you know, you can't borrow your money out of problems and all these other things. You're like, whoa, what's going on here? Oh, right, it's because Republicans are in power, and they're, you know, therefore, you just do whatever the opposite of it is. And
you find their
responsibility.
Yeah, anytime you can pick up their stick and beat them with it, you know, why not, right?
Exactly.
It's political comedy, but we're talking serious money here. You know, I was telling Scott that I still bothers me, Curtis, this whole opioid deal. You know, because this is all created by Big Pharma, right? It wasn't created by the people in mass here. I mean, the people do what was given to them. And it was given to them by Big Pharma, these doctors. All these people have been rewarded on it. And then what do? They go to the Treasury and say, hey, you know, we got to pay for this problem that Big Pharma created. And then down the road, they'll sue Big Pharma. And the money that they collect, which will be a pittance of the money that we have spent to clean up the mess that they created, and it'll go into the DOJ Treasury. It just kind of into that hidden black hole that they put it in. Is that crazy?
Exactly. Exactly. And again, it's one of those situations of where the government, you know, sues someone and collects money and you never hear from it again. It has nothing to do with the people actually victimized. You know, it's one of those wink nod, you know, the government, we, you know, trust us for the government. We're here to help, you know, sort of thing that we all hate.
Yeah, everybody line up for the photo op. Look at what we're doing for the people. You know, after we've already, you know, pillaged them, we're going to make it seem like we're, you know, being somewhat benevolent, kind of bizarre. Hey, these FBI texts, I mean, they just keep on rolling. Curtis, I mean, you know, for people that are conspiratorial in nature, this is just like, I mean, speaking of opioids, I mean, this is the drug of choice now.
Well, it's, you know, the texts either happened or they didn't happen. You know, they were either set or they weren't set, and they were set is the answer to this question. Again, I think it's definitely one of those things here. You know, you definitely know that there's always something to really any story when the liberal media is like basically nothing to see here, move along. Mm-hmm. You know, they'll cover when they actually cover something. But they do it in a, like, really in a way to malign whatever point is being made or question is being raised.
Yeah, God forbid they would do something of a constructive nature, like report on the idea so that people can understand what the heck is going on. It's kind of a CYA reporting thing, right? It's more propaganda, right? Yeah, go ahead.
My colleague saw this with the memo, that there was way less time spent talking about the substance of the memo, less time talking about the substance of the memo than telling you that this memo was bad. Oh, this memo was so bad. It was so awful. It was so damaging, you know, but when it came to like what was in it, you know, whatever.
Yeah, but I guess they could say, well, we covered it, as opposed to sometimes they get greatly embarrassed. Well, I don't even know if they even have a sense of embarrassment. There's no shame amongst them anymore. But when they're called out on something obvious, at least they could say, well, we reported on it. Yeah, well, what kind of reporting is that? You know, when
right,
you,
exactly.
Exactly. I mean, how important, how does that help we the people? I mean, their readers, to me, it provides a grand disservice to their readers and viewers if you're not going to get into, you know, what the memo was all about and, you know, and get away from all this pithy, you know, you hurt my feelings, political, you know, juxtaposition kind of stuff, right?
Right, and exactly. And I think this actually goes right along with what the media were doing. You know, with Trump's kind of joking comments about people being un-American or treasonous earlier this week, the media do this all the time to talk about people who raise points that they don't like or belong to certain ideologies that they disagree with. And when the president kind of jokingly uses that same phrase, you think the world is ending. Mm-hmm. You think a tsunami is headed, you know, where North Korea launched a nuke to wipe us out, you know, like, for real. Like, the news media just absolutely beside themselves. And I really think this kind of hysteria and, you know, supposed objective journalism, especially on the part of CNN, I really think that is one of the most important stories in the media in the last couple year change, is that CNN has really become just as bad and sometimes worse than MSNBC.
Yeah, I mean, what is it? I mean, at one point you could kind of trust them, kind of. But now it's, you know, what are they? The TV version of the National Enquirer or something? I mean, it's
right,
sad.
Exactly.
I mean, I think of all the, you know, I think they've got some good people there. Potentially. But, you know, when the drumbeat is such that you're going to be so partisan and abandon journalistic principles, that, you know, this is what's going on. I mean, this is a dangerous thing. You know, whether it's CNN, you know, we've called them out, and other media types as well. It's for the good of, you know, for their, you know, ongoing, you know, survival, because they're heading down a road that, you know, is crushing them, the amount of money they're losing. You know, and followers that they're losing. I mean, at one time, and they still do some good, they do some good things there. I love some of their documentaries that they get into and that they present. But the news that they're presenting, you know, or maybe the, you know, the, it's more editorial and propagandish. It's unfortunate. But, you know, the bottom line of all this, Curtis, you know, in regard to these texts, I'm not sure that, you know, a D.C. and maybe half of America has the capacity to really understand just how scary this is, that you have, you know, these, you know, we've kind of commented that we've had these three-letter agencies that have been weaponized under the Obama administration time and again, whether it's the IRS and, you know, other entities, the EPA, and now the FBI of all groups. I mean, it just seems so obvious that they are with prejudice. It's pretty scary.
Right. The reason I mentioned CNN earlier is the fact that, you know, on Friday night we had CNN, you know, law enforcement intelligence analyst Phil Mudd, who previously during when President Trump, you know, used the vulgar word about certain countries, he named every slur word in the book, including the N-word,
right,
just for funsies. But he went on CNN Friday night and said, we're going to win. You know, someone pokes at us as the intelligence agency, quote, we're going to win.
We're going to win.
I mean, really, how scary is that?
Yeah. Well, this is what happens with the bifurcation, you know, of the people and now these entities that are supposed to serve us. I mean, it's sad. I mean, you know, what's next? The judiciary? I mean, we already have that. That's already there. But, I mean, are they going to mount up and just finally just throw off their robes and just say, yeah, it's us against them, right?
Yeah, we'll see. You know, FDR tried that, thankfully, and that was put to a stop.
Well, Curtis Houck, thank you so much for the insight. Managing editor of Newsbusters, Curtis Houck. I'm Bill Martinez live. Have a great day.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Values, faith, service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. And you can always go to BillMartinezLive.com to see how you can connect with all the markets that we're located in, over 280 and around the world via shortwave. And for more information, as they say, BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, got a real treat for you. We're going to talk movies here. We're going to talk hashtag 1517 to Paris, Greater Purpose, a true story, the real heroes, a Clint Eastwood film. And we've got the heroes themselves online with us. Hey, guys, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hello.
Hey,
good.
Hey, I'm doing excellent. Thank you so much. Let me introduce everybody, and then this way we can get connected here. In fact, I'm going to let you introduce yourselves. So just go right down the line here. All right.
All right. Hey, this is Spencer Stone.
This is Alex Scarlatos
and Anthony Souther.
Now, these were the three gentlemen that you may remember in the early evening of August the 21st, 2015. The world watched in stunned silence as the media reported a thwarted terrorist attack on train number 9364 bound for Paris, an attempt prevented by three courageous young Americans traveling through Europe. The film follows the course of the friends' lives from the struggles of childhood through finding their footing in life to the series of unlikely events leading up to the attack. Guys, let's talk about that day, how you ended up there. Anthony, how did the three, because you guys grew up together and then you were in, serving in different parts of the military, but you guys come together and you decide you're going to Europe together. So tell us how that happened.
Basically, I was going into my senior year of college. Spencer was on... Alex was coming off deployment in Afghanistan, and Spencer was stationed, in Portugal. So that's kind of where we got the idea to even go to Europe because he was already over there, and that none of us had backpacked or seen the rest of Europe. So we just basically, it was an interesting time in our lives. It was like the middle of the summer. We all had some free time, so we just decided to go on this backpacking trip through Europe just to see kind of the world for the first time.
Now, Alec, how long had it been since you guys had all been together?
Oh, it actually been quite a bit because, like Anthony said, I was in Afghanistan. Spencer was stationed in Portugal. So it had probably been at least a year since I'd seen Spencer and probably almost like 5 years since I'd seen Anthony.
Mm-hmm. Well, Spencer, the movie chronicles your lives, you know, the three of you, you know, growing up. Give our audience a little bit of background of what it was like for the three of you growing up.
Well, you know, me and Alec were next-door neighbors. We've been neighbors since we were 5 years old, and our moms are still neighbors to this day. We met Anthony in middle school, so collectively we've been friends since about 12. And, you know, we're just like regular kids, you know, all come kind of from single-parent households in a way. And we would just get into, like, mischief, like, deeping people's houses, doorbell ditching. We played a lot of airsoft and paintball, so, like, played war and all that. And kind of we all went to this small private Christian school that we mutually kind of had a hatred for. And yeah, and that's kind of how we bonded.
Mm-hmm. Well, Anthony, you know, I'm glad that Spencer brought this up, is that you did attend a Christian school, and well, even in the midst of your mischief, maybe some of the message came across, right?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. It had nothing to do with the fact that the school is Christian. It's just the fact that just how the administration acted. So they were just kind of intrusive in your lives, stuff like that. But
mm-hmm.
Luckily for us, the three of us have been able to like continue our own walks in faith ever since then. So it was a good foundation, but it was definitely time to go.
Alec, the three of you play yourselves in the movie. I mean, did you ever think, you know, that? I mean, when movies were in your future, as you know, as you were growing up, and even later on in life.
Absolutely not. I mean, even when we found out that Mr. Eastwood was going to direct the movie, we still never thought that that was even in the realm of possibility. So when he asked us, we were all just completely shocked, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Now, Spencer, what was that like for you? I mean, Clint Eastwood, the iconic not only actor but director himself, and here you are. I mean, wow. That would be, I think, a lot of pressure.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, a ton of pressure, but it was a very healthy type of pressure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, him having the confidence in us to do it was pretty much why we said yes to it. You know, we said, hey, Mr. Eastwood thinks we can do it, then we can do it. And it really, you know, suddenly just became us not wanting to let him down because, mm-hmm. you know, we knew what a chance he had was taking on us, and we kind of knew what a chance we were taking on ourselves.
Exactly.
But we want nothing more than just to succeed at it and at least get his approval on it. And we believe, you know, in what he said, he's very happy with our performances in it. And I guess people will just have to take it or leave it.
So. Yeah, exactly. Well, they're going to get a chance to see it soon on the big screen. Anthony, that time, you're on the train. Break that down a little bit for us. What was happening, and how did you guys, you know, come to, was this just from your, you know, your youth? You instinctively responded? And tell us about that.
Basically, me and Spencer were asleep on the train at the time it went down, and Alec was awake, and we heard a gunshot register behind us and some commotion, and that all woke us up, and we turned around to see what was happening. We turned around to see a man with an AK shirtless, AK-47, and it looked like he's about to start firing. Spencer gets us like 2 seconds later, then Alec goes, then me. And I think basically what was happening for us was just we were just reacting to just what was put in front of us. It seems kind of crazy because it happened in seconds, but really, if we didn't get up when we did, it would have been too late. And I think the reason why all three of us got up is because we've known each other all our lives and we're friends. So basically, the movie that's why the movie is important, because it'll show our backstories and kind of why we would risk our lives for each other. So basically, it was like a fight or flight situation. We're just reacting to what happened, and then once one got up, we all had to get up.
Alec, you find in life there are basically two types of people. There are people that run away, you know, from a threat, and there's others that go to the middle of this, and that's what you guys did. I mean, the fact that three of you reacted this way, not only did it save a lot of people, you had, what, 500 people on the train that day, right?
Yeah, but I think that really it just had to do with the fact that we didn't really have any other options. I mean, we couldn't really run. We couldn't exactly jump off the train when it's going that fast. And once Spencer went, we all kind of had to go for sure. We're kind of out of options. I don't think it was really like bravery or much of a choice, really.
Mm-hmm. Spencer, they're blaming it on you, huh? It's all your fault.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, no doubt, Spencer, you had to feel the hand of divine providence on this. I mean, this is really nothing short of a miracle, I would think.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when you look at everything that happened on, you know, not just on the train, but through our lives leading up to that, because it kind of almost seems our whole life was a preparation for that very moment. And then being in the moment, the things that went our way are the odds of all that are just astronomical. And for us to question that it wasn't God having his hand on us that day, you know, would be ridiculous. I just don't think there's any way in denying it.
Exactly. Well, Anthony, as we wrap this up, what do you want the audience to take away from this movie?
I just hope people are inspired in the way in which they'll see our story and know that it's deeper than a headline. We're three ordinary guys, and they'll be able to identify with like one or all three of us. And basically, it's just going to show a life's journey, and hopefully they're inspired by and know that they can overcome obstacles themselves, and that they're capable of the extraordinary. It's not just something that three of us have. Like, the movie does a good job, I think, at portraying just like the ordinary man, and that he or she is capable of the extraordinary, and hopefully it inspires people to overcome adversities that they're facing in their own lives.
Well, we can't wait to see it. Anthony Sadler, Alec Skarlatos, and Spencer Stone on Bill Martinez Live, the heroic trio that you will not forget, you will remember for the hashtag 1517 to Paris, the greater purpose, a true story, the real heroes, a Clint Eastwood film coming to the big screen, and you don't want to miss it. Guys, thank you so much.
On February 16th, from PureFlix,
Samson, chosen by the living God to be his hand of vengeance.
Who is this God who gives you such strength?
Three vows were bestowed upon me. No wine, no touching the dead, no cutting of my hair.
A hero will rise.
What if you wanted a fight? You should have brought more men.
Chosen.
He has the strength of a god. I saw it with my own eyes.
Betrayed.
You find me the secret of his power.
My Delilah.
Samson, the Philistines are upon you.
Redeemed.
My strength is now your strength.
No!
My name is Samson, and you will face the wrath of God.
Samson. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters February 16th. For tickets and information, go to samson.movie.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
A note to DC bureaucrats. You're not getting away with it.
Like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon, Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. You know, that's something about the truth. You know, you can block it and hold it back, but when it bursts forth, it is quite convicting. And here it is. This is what's happening in America today, is the truth is starting to bust out. And it's some of this stuff, I know it might be a bit scary for people, but I think it's all a good thing. And real quick before we get into this, I got Paul Batura, Focus on the Family's VP of Communications, standing by here. But looking over our shoulder here, and grateful for the guys to come on here and talk about the 1517 to Paris, the movie, The Greater Purpose, a true story, real heroes, Clint Eastwood film that is at the big screen today. We want you to enjoy it. Great movie. I think you're going to really enjoy, what happened. I mean, this is history. This is a true story of what happened there on that train. You know, these three guys decided to confront evil and saved something like 500 people that day. And I got some free tickets, by the way. Okay, so if you would like to go and be our guest while they last, just send me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Make sure you include your name, your email address, and your phone number, and we will send these electronically to you so you can enjoy, with somebody else, this new movie, 1517 to Paris, as our guest, and we like that, okay? So get that email to me right away. Paul Batura, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, Bill. Good to be with you again.
Hey, real quick, a couple things to talk about. I want to talk about faith and sports, but the presidential prayer breakfast yesterday, a bit solemn. You know, some reported, well, subdued, you know. Just, it's like somebody said about Trump that, you know, one day they'd see him walking on water, and then, the headlines was, that the president can't swim, you know.
You know, you get that all the time. I thought he did a good job. I thought it was, more scripted than normal, scripted Trump versus spontaneous. Trump actually wrote an op-ed on Fox News yesterday comparing, Trump's kind of style these days to Paul Harvey. You know, lifting up people's stories, making them the center, the heroes and heroines of the issue. And I think if he continues to do that, I think, that'll put him in a better place.
You know, we talked with Stephen Strang earlier this week, wrote the book, God and Donald Trump. And, Stephen had said that, Donald Trump's conversion a number of years ago, like anybody that converts, it's a process. It's not like all of a sudden you're angelic, right?
No, I think you're right. And I think, you have to consider where he's coming from, where he's lived, what he's made his career doing. And, there's a lot of faults we could point out. And I think I choose right now to look at what good is happening and certainly in the area of life. I mean, this is a tremendously pro-life administration. We're pleased with it. Let's keep it up, and let's be grateful for what we have.
Yeah, without a doubt. And then when you look at him and you see certain things, byproducts, I'm sure he really appreciates the grace of God when he considers his family. His kids are, not to overwork them or anything, but I mean, wow. He and his wife have done a good job.
He's got good kids who have obviously succeeded, and they've had a lot of help along the way. But let's look towards the positive, and let's, more importantly than anything, let's look at the policy advancements. And I think we should be pleased. If you're a supporter of life and religious freedom, you have to be pleased with what you see so far.
Well, considering what we experienced in the previous 8 years, when the president came and announced to everybody that we were no longer a Christian nation and let the war begin and the attacks on faith businesses, principles and that, were on overload. And thank God that we have a president now that is standing up for, godly principles, things that we have known to be part of the foundation, the woof and wharf of this American culture. And, thank God we, God is back. Let's say that, so we're grateful. Not that God went away. It's like we went away. Paul, speaking of which, let's talk about faith in sports here. We saw it in the Super Bowl, we saw it on full display, and it was, I thought it was quite refreshing.
It's refreshing. It's encouraging. I'll tell you, it's interesting. It seems that there's an increase, the public expression of faith is increasing. And I think that may have something to do with the fact, there's a great quote by Billy Graham. Billy Graham once said that courage is contagious. When a brave man takes a stand, the spines of others are stiffened. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what's happening, that you have a few athletes who are willing to speak up and stand out, and others follow. They feel a little bit emboldened, and what a good thing. And it's really encouraging to see. It's a good example, and it speaks, obviously, they're pointing to a higher purpose beyond the game itself, which I don't know if anyone could argue with that.
Yeah, without a doubt. So how many ministries are going to go after Nick Foles and hire him as a youth pastor?
He would be a popular choice. I think I saw someone suggest that that vote for Call would be unanimous, certainly in Philadelphia, maybe not in New England.
Yes, exactly. But what a testimony. I mean, instead of, like they used to do those things, right? Hey, I'm Nick Foles. I just won the Super Bowl. I'm going to Disneyland, No, I'm Nick Foles. I just won the Super Bowl, and I'm going to go be a youth pastor.
what I love about that story is not only how Nick Foles carried himself and handled himself, but how Carson Wentz, another strong believer.
Yes, exactly.
Supported him, encouraged him, was very publicly cheering him on. He's not standing on the sidelines with the arms folded, kind of begrudging the fact that this guy has a chance. That's the way we need to be, and not to get competitive, within your own team. That's a good example as well.
And what an example exactly, Paul, because, in and of ourselves, out of our own flesh, we would be disappointed. We want to be the one that's there, getting the glory. This is all the hard work, the culmination, and here it is. You got to stand on the sidelines, and the grace of God allows you to be graceful.
Yeah, and it was such a fascinating contrast on Sunday. You think about the year of the NFL and all the controversy and all the, the kneeling for the anthem. After that game was over on Sunday night, you probably have seen this video. The Eagles are in the locker room. The coach is, kind of giving them the final word. And he says, let's take a knee. They take a knee. And what do? They say the Lord's Prayer.
Yeah.
And I thought, that's the kind of thing you need to do when you take a knee. That's the right way to express yourself. and the right time, and certainly in the right manner.
And even, you know, from a standpoint of the issue that the NFL was trying to do, had they taken a knee to the Lord, they might have gotten some wisdom on how to really address this issue. The problem that they had in the messaging was it was all over the place. And this is the problem. If you're not seeking God, you're not counseling with God, you emotionally respond and it becomes a less than moment. Now, here is a moment where the glory is given and a knee is taken. And yes, by example, an incredible contrast. God is allowing us to see this is what happens when you do it with me. You've seen what happens when you do it without me, because every one of those football players, whether they like it or not or want to acknowledge it, they are God Almighty's sons, and he wants the best for them. And it's a real teaching moment, I think, for, you know, the NFL, the rest of the NFL players and others, you know, even us as spectators to see this. You know, and you got Doug Peterson, you know, his immediate remarks after winning, you know, Super Bowl game. I mean, you know, you consider where he was at, not that long ago, 7 years ago, 8 years ago or something. He was a high school coach, right? High school football coach. And now he's on the biggest stage of football's football, and he's there and he's won. And what does he tell Dan Patrick? He says, I can only give the praise to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for giving me this opportunity. Wow. Yeah. Of all the things that he could have said, right?
Yeah, I mean, in a sport that's high ego, high testosterone, you know, almost always calling attention to themselves. You know, even when a team loses, a guy makes a sack and he's dancing like, you know, he's on his way to Canton, Ohio. And it's fun to see him give the glory to God. Yeah. And let's hope, you know, there's a trend here and we can cap, you know, others will follow suit.
Well, to your point, Paul, on the other side, I mean, we've seen, you know, young peewee teams, you know, across the country, different, you know, they're taking a knee and it's like, oh my goodness. Now let's see if this example catches on and these, you know, aspiring, you know, youth football teams, if they take a knee for the right reason.
You know, let's hope that this does carry over the younger. I'm a coach. I've got kids, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of in your audience, you know, I have children or are coaching. I just think it's a great opportunity for us. When you're teaching young people, you know, you don't have to be necessarily preaching to them, but you can, you know, just infuse values into every practice, into every game, and, you know, point to the pros as an example, you know, for cover if you want, because I know some people are so concerned. I do things kind of like, you know, a little lesson, a little character lesson at the end of every practice, mm-hmm. something like, you know, before you speak, think. And I have it as an acronym, think, you know, ask the question, is it true? Is it helpful? Is it inspirational? Is it necessary? And is it kind? I mean, that's, and
yes,
just remember
that.
Yeah. I'm not preaching to them, but I'm just kind of giving them a lesson that has its roots, you know, it's biblically rooted, and hopefully make an impression.
That's great. Do that acrostic again. Think. Go ahead.
Yeah, think. So is it true? Is it helpful? Is it inspirational? Is it necessary? Is it kind? Before you speak, think.
That's awesome. That's awesome. VP of Communications with Focus on the Family, Paul Batura, on Bill Martinez Live. Paul, good stuff. Thank you so much for being with us.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.